Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast discusses the effects of executive alignment and misalignment on the success of an ERP implementation. I'm going to be speaking with Bree Neely, Senior Manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions and an ERP Organizational Change Management Expert. Bree, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Very happy to talk about executive alignment.
So we've got a few questions for you. Let's get right into it. First off, how would you define executive alignment for us?
Well, essentially, executive alignment is the agreement and unity of an executive team, and that can be in general or as it specifically relates to a project like an ERP implementation. With regards to an ERP implementation, areas that we at Panorama would look for alignment in or on the executive team include the prioritization of the project, the timeline for the implementation and any benefits realization activities, the need and strategy for backfilling, resources on the teams, attitudes towards training, key performance indicators, and so on.
Okay. So why is executive alignment so critical to an ERP implementation?
Well, ERP implementations are hard. I don't think anyone would ever argue against that statement. And end users need to see a unified front from their executive leadership in order to stay motivated and continue to buy into the project throughout the entire project life cycle. These projects can last anywhere from a year to 3 or even 4 years. So the executives have to